Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. Did you see the red sky this morning, Lizzie?
I saw it. I saw it at like 2 o'clock this morning whenever I got my first alert.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be a day for rainfall and high wind and also a lot of rain. We're going to be discussing that today. How was your week?
Good. I can't complain.
It was great. Did you get a lot of rain?
Yeah, we did. We got quite a bit. So that's good because we needed it.
We did. We were on the drought monitor. All of the counties were really up and we were getting into the severe drought issue. But as of today, you know, Brevard, Osceola, Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, even West Orange and Seminole counties are all good. They're not in that drought situation. So it's really good. We have a powerful cold front coming through, which means, you know what? Guys up in North Florida, you're going to be getting into the 30s and 40s tonight. Be alert for the strong winds. These storms are forecast to bring gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour and isolated threat of tornadoes. So I texted all my children this morning and even Lizzie and said, we got to be careful on the roads today. Temperatures are going to be in the 30s in North Florida, 50s and 60s in Central Florida, and South Florida, you're going to see lovely temperatures in the 60s and 70s. But we are going to get that much-needed rain. Bob, Lizzie, one of our listeners in right outside of in Gilchrist County, right outside of Gainesville, he has gotten 8 inches since Wednesday of rain.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
Isn't it? That's a lot of rain. And West Orange County, they had up to 6 inches of rain this week. So I'm just begging you guys, no irrigation this week.
Yes.
You do not need to have your irrigation system turned on at all. And this is a good point. This is going to be a great week to test it. If your irrigation system comes on, you either don't have a mandatory rain sensor, which is a state law that shuts your system off when we've had enough rain, or that your system's not working. It needs to be checked and something's wrong. Either your equipment's not working. So no irrigation systems on it this week. I know I'm going to see it in all the government offices.
Of course. Of course. Nobody works on the weekends at the government offices, so they're not there to see it.
So, you know, just check on that. It's also daylight savings time, so you want to turn your clocks back or spring ahead, and we're going to lose an hour.
Hate that.
You know what I saw? I saw a great meme that says, why don't we have daylight savings time change at 4 o'clock on a Friday?
Good plan. Good plan. I love that.
So if you're new to gardening with orchids, you'll want to check out my gardening article on our good friend Randy Schultz's homegardenandhomestead.com, all one word, homegardenandhomestead.com website, and it's on the front page. I show you how to design an unusual and unique orchid pool garden landscape. It looks fantastic even without a pool. So if you'd like to look at that, you can check out my design before it leaves the front page on homegardenandlandscape.com. Jim, another listener in North Florida, he went to Williston this week, and fertilizer went up overnight. So it's getting more expensive by the day. This morning, Tom McCubbin is going to be on, and he is going to tell us about the fertilizer issue. And we're going to be discussing fertilizer, soil tests, and also substitution for actual fertilizers.
Yeah, because we're going to need that. That price is ridiculous.
It is. So then in our 8 o'clock hour, we have Leah Brooks. She is the tower garden expert who grows everything from herbs and veggies to fruit trees and chickens in her yard. She's going to tell us how to start seeds in aeroponic and hydroponic gardens and more. I'm answering your gardening questions, too. This is your chance to get your garden questions answered. So you can call Lizzie and I at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, okay? And we've got a great show coming up. Also, too, let me just bring this up here. Let's see. I had a really great question from Kathleen Ryan. She said, our front door plants were sprayed with bug spray. The leaves all turned brown and dry. Anything we can do to save them? She says, thank you and enjoy your show. Well, thank you for listening, Kathleen. I really appreciate it. Yeah, the only solution is to push those plants, if you can, if they're in pots, push them out in the rainfall, let this rain soak it through, the water is going to be the solution. Just going to have to recover them. And then when you start to see new growth, you can cut the plant back and it'll recover. So
there's something about natural rain. I don't know what it is, but whenever you reverse, you just watering and then the natural rain. And then like if you get caught out in the rain, my hair is like super soft whenever it gets rained on.
Well, you know what's exciting is that when in the rainfall, when lightning happens, the ions in the atmosphere, the nitrogen ions in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. they cluster together, and it's like fertilizing your lawn for free.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
You know, you ever seen your yard that was green, and then when you went out after the rainstorm, it was even more green?
True.
That's it.
Makes sense.
We have our wonderful tech, Shumar. He is checking in. Good morning, Shumar. Don't you love that voice? I love that voice. And so how are you this morning, Shumar?
Good.
Okay. Well, you're here today and Lizzie's here today. It's going to be a great show.
Oh yeah. He's doing an excellent job. He's the guy in the back that y'all that listen to any of the WFLA or any of the shows here at iHeart. He's the one who runs like the sports and stuff. So he's the man. So.
Wow. It's so good to see everybody in here. So we can take your text messages 23680. You can let me know if our text message is working. And we have Tom McCubbin, my dear friend and host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens. He's going to be joining us and we're going to be talking about green, fertilizing your lawns and how to do it on the cheap side. We'll be right back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Running is a sport that's embraced by many people. There's something special about the open air, being alone with your thoughts, and maybe with a competitive spirit to see if you can better your last run. But today I have a question. Right now, are you running from God? Maybe you're running from a broken relationship when God is calling you to reconcile. Or you're running from a life you know isn't God's best for you. Or you're just trying to get away from heavy responsibilities. Whatever the reason, I have to tell you that it's foolish to try and run from God. Think about it. There is nowhere on the face of the earth that you can escape Him. And sadly, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we realize we're running the wrong way. Which way are you running right now? Isn't it time to stop running from God and start running with God? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a horticulturist, landscape designer. You can find out more about me on my website, she-consulting.com. Joining us this morning is Better Lawns and Gardens host emeritus, Tom McCubbin. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Teresa. It's going to be a wet day. I got a funny feeling.
I so agree with you. Did you see the red sky this morning?
I saw the red sky, and I looked at the radar, and I see the rains coming towards much of Florida. North Florida is getting it right now, or at least a portion of it, but the rest of us are going to be getting more.
I'm telling you, and we need it, too. We've been in kind of a drought since the beginning of the year.
Yes, I'm still behind. I mean, it's been nice, but I'm about, maybe a half an inch to an inch behind right now.
Okay. Last week, you called or we talked and discussed about fertilizers rising in cost, and you wanted me to mention it on the show, and I so agree with you. It's important for people to know they shouldn't wait too much longer to buy it. And you wanted to discuss even more fertilizing costs. So Jim, our friend in up in Gainesville, he went to he didn't buy the fertilizer one day. He came back the next day to get it. And it had increased in price from $15.25 to $17.35. So it's amazing how much it's going to go up.
I know. And, you know, I never thought I'd be spending over $50 for a bag of lawn fertilizer. I mean, it's just amazing how the prices have gone up. And Jim's a good example. Now, Jim's buying it at a feed store or a farmer store, so he's probably getting a little cheaper than the rest of us, even at $17.35.
So now, what is the reason for the cost going up?
You know, there's a lot of reasons. One of them is the sources, and potassium, for instance. We get a lot of it out of Canada. Canada produces a lot, but also Russia. And when the Russian problems have popped up, they're saying, well, we're not going to be able to get the potassium, which is a lot of it's coming from there. And then the petroleum industry, the nitrogen is made with natural gas. And so we find we're using a lot more natural gas, and that's getting harder to get a hold of. So it all depends on, you know, the world market of these individual products. And we use a lot of nitrogen in agriculture, including the home industry, and we use a lot of potash. We don't have to worry about phosphorus because our soils normally have adequate phosphorus.
Right. And, well, in your consultations, the landscape maintenance companies are telling you their prices are going to go up.
Yeah, one company told me that in December they bought a bag of fertilizer for about $19. And then 2 months later, that fertilizer was about $35 a bag.
Wow, that's so, really?
That's doubled, you know, it really has. And so it's just getting expensive. And, of course, they've got to raise their prices to pay for that, too. So we all end up paying for it.
It's something else. So how does someone know if they really need to fertilize?
Well, you can tell by the growth of the plants. That's probably the way most of us look at it and see, well, the plant's not growing as rapidly, or my seedlings aren't producing as much as they should be. But also you can do it through a soil test. Now, there's one nutrient, the nitrogen, which the university doesn't test for because it's so variable. It leaches out of the soil or used up very quickly. But the other nutrients are more stable and they can test for. But lots of times it's just the growth of the plants. And some plants just need it regularly. Others don't at all.
Well, it's even that they don't bloom. So if you're trying to grow fruit tree or fruit, then you need to have those flowers blooming.
You need the flowers. You need the phosphorus and potassium to help form the fruits. You need the nitrogen for the leafy vegetables. You're growing collards. You're growing, you know, turnip greens, things like that. It's the nitrogen that really is the number one nutrient to help produce those leaves.
Okay, so now if someone gets a soil analysis report, if they go up to the university, they send it to the university, they go through their local county extension office to get it, what should they be able to tell from this report?
You know, it's complicated. I have to admit, if I hadn't had, you know, some background in soils and everything, I'd look at this report and say, gee, what am I going to do now? And even when the recommendations are there, they're not very clear, but here's a couple of things. Number one, you can tell whether you have the desired pH, and that's the acidity of the soil. For instance, one that you and I shared with each other, the target pH for the vegetable garden was 6.5. The pH of the soil was 6.9. That's fine. Within a point or two, there's no problem. The nutrients, if you look at the analysis, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, they're all high on this report here. So you can say, well, they're high, I don't need any more. And then if you look down where the recommendations are, you'll see the only thing the university is recommending is nitrogen, which we apply all the time. So it says that your soil is okay. So if everything is high, university is not recommending anything special, then you've got a good soil, and you can just go ahead and plant your garden and apply a little bit of nitrogen.
I think that's important to say because, you know, people move to Florida and they say our soil, our sandy soils are so bad, but they really, our soil really isn't. We're really kind of blessed with all the minerals and the micronutrients that we can get out of our soil.
Yeah, and the phosphorus in them. You know, we have good phosphorus in most of the soil, but I tell everybody, once in your lifetime living at that house, get a soil test at least once so you know whether you have adequate phosphorus. There's some soils in our area which do not have adequate phosphorus, and we'll have to add some more, but most of them do.
So now why would the soil report, the soil analysis, be different from turf for vegetables? They'll tell you two different things to do, one for turf and one for vegetables.
Yeah, it's just the way to report the results back to you. The soil analysis is going to stay the same. For instance, in this soil test here, the phosphorus, potassium, magnesium were all high. If it was doing it for lawns, it would all be high also. And so what is the difference is the information report back as far as what you need to apply. And as far as lawns, it's going to be probably more nitrogen, and the other things will be fine. It'll be different rates, different amounts, more than anything else. But the soil analysis is the same. Now, for something like, let's say, a Bahia turf, you have to put down a type of turf. It's going to like a more acid soil than this vegetable garden. Mm-hmm. So there are some parameters that are a little bit different.
So that people who live on the coast, they're going to have to really maybe, you know, provide some test to find out if they need to up their acidity.
That may be the case. You may have to lower it. It depends on what you're trying to grow. Or, you know, the acidity is a hard thing to change. We can bring it up pretty easily with lime, but you can't bring it back down. And many of the soils, as you go south in Florida especially, are going to be more alkaline. So that tells you you're going to have to add more minor nutrients. You add the iron and the manganese and magnesium and zinc and things like that if the pH is too high.
That's a good point. Now, is there a difference between organic and synthetic fertilizers?
As far as the source, yes. But as far as how the plants take the nutrients up, no. They only take nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium up in you know, certain forms. And whether it comes from organic fertilizer or synthetic fertilizer, it's not going to make a difference to the plant. It just makes us feel better, I believe.
That's true. So now, this was an interesting thought that came to me. So can homeowners make their own fertilizer?
You know, you can, but it's very difficult as far as getting the individual nutrients and mixing them together. You almost have to have a chemical background to be able to do that. Now, if you just want to take and apply nitrogen, yeah, you can get nitrogen sources. And there's different sources. Even manure is a nitrogen source, so you can make it that way. But as far as getting the phosphorus, potassium, nitrogen, and mixing together and come up with a good fertilizer, you know, I don't even want to try to do that. You need a chemical background.
And it's probably going to be a lot more expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, each one of these elements are costing us more. There's something else from a soil test we didn't mention here, that some soils are very high in copper, especially if it's old citrus groves, and some of those can have so much copper that it can become toxic to the plants. And so the university has a little section that they send you there and tells you what to do if you have a high copper level in your soil, for instance. And in that case there, you keep the pH up. My vegetable garden, for instance, old citrus grove, has a lot of copper in the soil. So if the soil pH stays up, I'm okay.
So how long does fertilizer, if somebody kept a bag of it in their shed, how long would it last?
As long as it's high and dry, it should last indefinitely. So you don't have to feel bad about using it. Now, if it gets wet and the nutrients start to leach out or become airbound, then you got a problem, especially the nitrogen source. But if it's high and dry, indefinitely.
That's wonderful. So now black cow manure is one of the best manures out there. So tell us how someone can side dress their gardens with it. How should they apply black cow manure?
Yeah, you have to remember black cow is a great product, and I like to use it myself. And you have to remember you just need to use more. And so if you're going to be fertilizing with black cow, it's about 20 pounds to 1,000 square feet, and you can use it as a side dressing down the road. You put it down before you plant your garden and mix it in, and then just do side dressings. The one soil test that you and I looked at, they were high on, you know, all the nutrients, but the university is recommending some nitrogen. And so black cow would be a good source for that. And they can just do side dressing down the side of the rows, and you're going to have to be putting out a fair amount, and you'll be doing it about once every month to 6 weeks.
You're going to be at Peterson's Nursery in a couple of weeks, next week?
I'm going to be there next week, yes. I'll be there at 11 o'clock, I believe, is my time. I'm sure it is. So I'm sure Howie, if I'm wrong, he'll be happy to.
Oh, no. I've got all the times and everything. I'm going to announce them in a few minutes. Then we're also, you and I are both going to be at the March 26th Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival.
That's going to be fun. That is a neat program, and I always enjoy doing that one, and I know you will too. And Peterson's also. We have a good time. Both of those places, just great.
I know everybody's going to come out and see you. Thank you so much, Tom. Give our love to Joni. And we're going to
hi.
Oh, hi, Joni. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great gardening day.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. We are going to be back. It's time for a break right now. It's a perfect time to call and text your gardening questions. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or 888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you can give us a call right now, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680, and thank you for the text. I'm going to get right to you. But I wanted to mention, Tom brought up the Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and so today they have beautiful roses to sell. Lizzie, they have over 1,000 roses with 125 different colors.
Why am I working 12 hours today? Are you kidding me?
Isn't that incredible? So everything is coming up roses at Peterson's Nursery. They also have door prizes that you can win. So you want to go to Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center. That's at 2184 East County Road 540A in Lakeland. And they are going to be open today from 8:30 to 5. I know they're going to start lining up at the doors right now.
Oh, I would be there. I would be there if I didn't have to produce this show, Missy.
And they'll be closed. They're closed on Sundays. But then next week, Tom is going to be there. Tom McCubbin, he's going to be there at 11 o'clock. And he is going to lecture on the do's and don'ts for Florida gardening.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Don't do this and do this.
I like it.
Yep. And he's going to be great. So you can go out there and to Peterson's Nursery, get your roses today. There's going to be so many great ones. They do well here in Florida.
Yes, they do.
And so I'm very excited. So now we have someone who said, can you suggest a reliable plant app and for ID and plants and leaves? No.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, there's a lot of them. No, there's a lot out there.
Are they accurate?
Yes. Well, yes, they are. And some of the best, though, is the PlantNet plant identification. So just Google plant apps, and that's APPS. And PlantNet plant identification is rated as very high. LeafSnap is another one. And then PlantSnap is another one. But an iNaturalist. So there's a lot out there. I just know that when I look, I upload my plants, they just don't really tell me what I have. And so I just, you know, I identify the plant. I just go into Google and say crinate leaf shape. And that's the leaf shape that looks like the forked pastry. You know, it's crinate. It's kind of jagged.
I'm so glad you described that because I had no idea what crinate meant.
Yeah, crinate. It's got just like crinkled.
Oh, yes. There you go. Yeah,
there you go. And leaf shape. And I describe the plant all in one word, and I don't use any kind of grammar, and then put the flower color, and then look, go to images and look, and I will find the plant that looks like mine. And it's a little bit easier for me that way. But then, again, I know so many plants is kind of, you know, it's easy for me to say that.
Right.
But Plant Snap, Leaf Snap, and then iNaturalist, and you can just upload to Google Images, and sometimes you're lucky that way. So that's a great question, especially for new beginners. And so, but they can always send their photos to me.
How do they do that?
They can go on the website, Better Lawns and Gardens, and they can send it through that, or betterlawns.com, or they can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and send me pictures, or they can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com.
There's no H in there, just so everybody knows. Yes. Everybody calls me, and yes. I'm just like, there's no H. There's no H.
There's no H. That's right. So now in Mount Dora, they're saying, I just pruned my plants. Thank you so much. I told you to do that last week, and I know I said there was no more winter coming, but thank you. I appreciate your question. Do I need to cover them up this morning with or them with the cold coming? And I'm going to tell you, no, it just depends on what it is. But it hasn't produced any new leaf growth yet if you just prune them off. If they do have new leaves on them, you might want to cover them in Mount Dora. Definitely cover them in the Villages.
Yes.
And Ocala on up. You definitely want to cover any plants that have new leaf growth on them. But from Mount Dora on down to Orlando, you know, Tampa, South Florida, we're going to be just fine. I don't think it's going to get as cold. But then I said we weren't going to get any cold anymore. So what do I know?
You know what? You're the perfect forecaster because they are usually wrong, too. But that's OK.
At least we got a heads up that it's coming. So Beverly sent me in a beautiful picture of her dogwood. I'm going to be posting it today on our Facebook page. If you are following us on Facebook, thank you so much. If you would go in and review the show, give us 5 stars, that would be great. I would really appreciate that. And then also, too, you can ask questions on our Facebook page. And, you know, and I will respond back to you. If I don't respond back to you, you might have gotten caught up in all my email and just resend it again with big capital letters saying, hey, I'm emailing you.
Right. Well, and also stuff goes to spam, like stuff that I've gotten for years all of a sudden ended up in spam. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, there's So I get a lot of emails ending up in spam. So just let me know that you sent me something and that will be great as well. You can give us a call 1-888-455-2967. And I had, let's see, here we go. I had Mark. He sent me, can I use black cow or equivalent as my only growth medium? So you want to go back, Mark, if you didn't hear the show? And Tom McCubbin said, yes, you can. It's a really good nitrogen source. And so you can just use that as long as you have a soil test that says you only need to apply nitrogen and you don't need any of the phosphorus or potassium. So that's a great question. Then let's see. Here we go. I'm just looking around here. And what can we be growing this time of the year? You're going to want to hear Leah Brooks coming up in the second hour. She's got a lot of great information for us. But right now, the vegetables we can be planting are beans, all kinds of beans, pole beans, snap beans, all of those great beans, the legume family, calabaza, cantaloupe, cassava, chayote, corn, cucumbers, and then dasheen, eggplant, Jerusalem artichoke, yakama, and luffah, malanga, all the Caribbean vegetables you could be planting right now.
Yum.
And then the New Zealand spinach, okra. Okra is one of my favorite vegetables, only because not only is it good to eat on breakfast and brunch, fried okra is the best, but because it's got such a beautiful flower. It looks gorgeous, that yellow flower with the black throat. It's just amazing. It looks wonderful in your garden. Peppers and pumpkins. Get your pumpkins now. If you want to get those little white ones that are called boo or scary pumpkins, then you can get those. Southern peas, squash, tamarillos, tomatoes, and watermelon right now. So you can do that. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
At Rural King, nobody beats our prices on farm and home favorites, like Livingston Garden Seeds, 10 for 10 bucks, or 40-pound bags of fertilizer, only $11.99. Or how about our own lawn and garden batteries for just $28.99 a pop? Plus, $100 off all Husqvarna riding mowers and zero turns. Stock up on these and all our unbeatable prices at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King. America's farm and home store.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water, but do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have another whole segment for you to ask your gardening questions. What happened to the caller, Lizzie?
Elio, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He called in, just wanted to make sure that he had the right number because they just moved into the area and he really likes your show and he feels that his wife may have some questions in the future. And I said, please have her call.
That's wonderful. Yes, anybody can call. Shumar, you had a question.
Yes, I actually did. Quick question. I brought my wife a lychee plant for Christmas because she really liked the lychee plant that when we went to Hawaii, she really liked it.
Uh-huh.
So I found her a lychee plant. Problem is, she planted it probably about a month ago, and it's not getting bigger. It's not growing. It's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything. Is it in full sun?
It's in full sun, yes.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Deltona.
In Deltona. Okay, I am going to tell you that it's going to be just fine. It's probably putting down new roots. So it's going to take a little while for it to get established, and you planted it at a good time of the year. But it's very iffy here and very iffy in Deltona because of the cold temperatures. So you're going to want to make sure that when it says we're going to get a freeze or temperatures below 45, that you cover it in the wintertime.
Okay.
Okay? So I would just say, how often do you water it?
I'm sure she waters it at least once a day.
Okay, well, tell her to stop doing that.
Okay.
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 Okay, because it doesn't need watered once a day. It will probably need watered once a week.
Okay.
Okay? And so those new roots are going to go down. Once it's established, I would probably say give it 2 or 3 months, then you're going to start to see new growth on it. But go ahead, after this rainfall, don't fertilize before a rainstorm, but after the rainfall, probably Thursday or Friday, go ahead and put some fertilizer down on it.
Okay.
And then just follow the instructions and fertilize on a regular basis, and it'll do just fine.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. That's so cool. I love that. And so let's go to Henry in Windermere. Good morning, Henry. How can I help you?
Top of the morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
I have a handful of basic questions, and whatever you'll answer, I'm most grateful for.
Okay.
A lot of oak trees, a lot of leaves as a result. If I leave the leaves and don't take on the arduous task of raking them up, is it a plus as far as the grass goes? Will the leaves actually, you know, deteriorate and fertilize the grass, or am I better off to get out there and start raking?
Well, it just depends on how much or how many leaves are coming down. It can block the sunlight and kind of take away from the growth of the plant. I would say you're better off to rake them, or even if you have a blower, suck them up into a bag and compost them. Underneath a tree, I would always rake up leaves because it's going to keep the grass from growing better.
Okay, and when I'm going to be laying some sod, would it behoove me two things? You had mentioned with Tom the black cow manure. Would it behoove me to spread some black cow manure on the ground prior to laying the turf?
Okay, so is there any turf there now, or are you just laying it right on the ground?
Well, it's going to be bare. It's going to be bare. I'm going to remove what's there now. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking spreading some black cow down and then laying the turf.
Yes, I think that would be a great idea.
Okay. And then follow up to the turf, would it behoove me to go back with a slow-release granular and spread it out over the new turf?
I would say wait until you've mowed it at least 3 times, okay? And then that way it's going to get established. Now, let me tell you how you're going to water it, because most places will tell you to water it every day for the first month, and we don't want to do that. So with this rainfall you're getting and with rain, any rain that you get, you want to water new sod once a day for the first week. Then the second week, you want to water once every 2 days. Okay, every 2 days, the second week. Then the third week, you're going to want to water every 3 days and three. And then the final week, the fourth week, then you're watering on the regular schedule of twice a week watering. Okay?
Okay, alrighty.
Because that's going to push the roots down deeper, and it'll get established better. If you water every day for a month, those roots are never going to go anywhere, and then when you shut it off, it's going to go into even more shock.
Yeah, turf can be difficult. Another question is, I've often wondered, when I spread my granular fertilizer around the different plants and what have you, will it eventually... I mean, I assume it eventually makes its way through the mulch into the roots. Is that correct?
Yes. You could go ahead and put it down over the mulch. Now, if you have the really large bark mulch, then I would say you might want to move it back just a wee bit and put some in to get it down there sooner. But eventually all the turf will, or the fertilizer will get down into the ground. That's not a problem.
Well, actually, in some areas I've used pine straw.
That's fine. Then you can put it right on the pine straw. That's not a problem.
One last question.
Okay.
Do different trees require different types of pruning?
Yes.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
And now if you'll tell me, you can call back. I've got some calls backing up here. But if you call me back and tell me what trees you want to prune, I'll help you with that.
Thank you.
Do you have one right now that you need to know? Crepe myrtles. Do not cut your crepe myrtles. Do not commit crepe murder. But other than that, is there another tree right now that you need help with?
Now, you know something, these are just questions that I've tossed around for every time I'm out in the yard, and it's just I look around, I look at the different variety of trees, and I'm saying to myself, I wouldn't be surprised if all these trees don't have their own personality. And if that being the case, I'm saying to myself, I doubt that you just come in and cut every tree, you know, in the same form or fashion.
Right. You do not. You have to take into consideration the tree variety and what time of the year it is. And so that's a really good question to ask.
Well, I thank you very much and have a blessed day.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm alive. I just wanted to call and tell you I have not cut anything back.
Okay.
And Lakeland is going to be 35 degrees.
Okay. I'll be surprised if it is, but yeah, I think so. But it's not going to hurt too much. Don't worry about it.
Well, I didn't cut anything back.
Okay, well then.
So I'm going to cut back after this freeze goes by.
That's
fine. Because we're usually about 5 degrees lower than Lakeland.
Okay, so you're way out in the boondocks then, right?
Oh, yes, we are.
There you go. So
We are. That's why they can have so many roosters and chickens.
Don't you love neighbors?
not those.
Okay, Eileen, thank you.
And I wanted to tell you, we have bluebirds in our house.
Oh, I love that. So that tells me you have some meadows and some low areas there where they can fly right across it.
Oh, yes, they do.
That's wonderful.
It's beautiful to see.
Oh, I'm so jealous that you get to see bluebirds. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Give me your address so I can send you some roosters and chickens, please.
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right. We've got lots of text messages. Lizzie, do I have time?
You have 2 minutes.
Okay, so let's get through these text messages. Good morning. You talked about black cow. It's just regular cow every day in the field. Cow manure, okay to use for gardens, as long as you age it. And so you want to make sure that it's, you know, composted or aged for at least 3 to 6 months, because that's going to kill the weed seeds that are in the cow manure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so whatever they're eating is what you're going to get. So if it's aged or composted, then those weed seeds die and you won't get them. So make sure that it's aged or compost, or just buy black cow and it's already ready to go.
I was going to say, I never would have even thought of that.
Yeah. Thank you. See, that's amazing. So this is Ron from Cottondale, Florida, asking about the morning. Ron, great question. Thank you so much. Good morning. I've always loved your show. When Tom McCubbin hosted the show, I answered a contest question and you won a bright yellow black cow t-shirt. Yay. I'm so happy. How do I get a soil sample to be tested that will represent the analysis of the yard as a whole? Thank you, Sherry and Holly Hill. Thank you so much, Sharon. That's a wonderful question. So how you get an analysis if you're just doing your entire yard is that you get a little plastic baggie, and then you go to the different areas where you're going to be planting, and you take about a spoonful, go down about 3 to 4 inches, pull up the soil, put it in the baggie, and do it in about 9 to 10 different areas of your yard, shake it up, and that's your soil analysis. Thank you so much.
I love that.
Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Stay tuned for hour number two. My good friend Leah Brooke of Tower Garden fame, she's going to be joining us.
She's calling again.
That is
awesome.
I'm just telling you, her Facebook page just excites me so much. And she'll tell us how to start seeds for spring in your aeroponic garden or your hydroponic garden. So we're going to be talking with her. You don't want to miss her. And we're going to be answering your gardening questions from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.